Good morning, Bluffs Country. I'm Peggy Sweet, and we're going to take a pause, P-A-U-S-E, for number four, pause, P-A-W-S. Get it? For pause. This is our segment here on Bluffs Country that we do every Friday, brought to you by Baumgars. We have partnered with Midlands Humane Society to get pets adopted, and today we are going to talk more about the backside, which would be the volunteers and all the people that keep Midlands running like a well-oiled machine. I have Nikki and Mariah here from Midlands to tell us more about the volunteers. So let's get started.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi. Oh, I guess I didn't say hi, did I? I just... Hi, ladies. How are you this morning?
Good.
Wonderful.
Good. So tell me about its Volunteer Appreciation Week.
Yes. So National Volunteer Appreciation Week takes place the third week of April every year. And it's really a time for us to celebrate our amazing volunteer team and everything they do to help us, and especially the animals that we have at Midlands.
Yay.
Yeah.
So tell me, how many volunteers do you have currently?
Yeah, so we currently have, I want to say, about 150 volunteers. Wow. On our team. Always looking for more, of
Always.
Course.
Yeah.
But so far in 2024, we've had nearly 2,350 hours of service that have been donated by
That's
volunteers.
Awesome.
Yeah. Also, I have to just throw this out there.
Okay.
Estimated national value of a volunteer is $30 per hour. And the breakdown of that is $70,500 worth of volunteer hours just January through April at Midlands Humane Society.
That is incredible.
I will tell you, we as a nonprofit cannot afford staffing hours like that.
So. Right. So volunteers are invaluable to your organization.
100%. We cannot do what we do without them every day.
So if I wanted to volunteer, what would I need to do?
So the first step is to go onto our website. There are orientation dates listed. Gives you an idea of volunteering opportunities, gives you a tour of the shelter. And we have those 2 to 3 times a month, typically. And then after that, you can sign up and start training in the area that you're interested in, which could be dog walking, cat care, or even if you want to come in and do dishes and laundry.
I would also say, just for the volunteers out there that's looking at different volunteer opportunities, there, you know, the nonprofits across the, you know, Midwest area, honestly anywhere, just, you know, picking a place that fits what you're passionate about. So making sure that when you want to volunteer at Midlands that you love animals because you want to be around like people. And that's mm-hmm. also very exciting, to be able to meet people that have the same passion and interests that you do. So it really is kind of a social gathering in a way, too, as you get kind of part of the team and be able to have the impact for the animals. And like Mariah said, like the impact for Midlands and the amount of hours and even the money savings, just to be able to increase the bandwidth for what we're doing, is, you know, you can't, it's unmeasurable, really.
Sure. And in that too, you are creating new relationships for yourself as well as some of the other animals, you know, because I don't know about you, you might want to find one that you can follow.
Absolutely. Yep. And every time we get new volunteers, I mean, it just brings in new personalities and new perspectives, and honestly, the animals and the whole team benefits from it. So volunteers are truly unmeasurable in their impact that they have. And that's in every nonprofit organization, honestly, and everybody's needing more volunteers. But we definitely get questioned, you know, like, how do you volunteer, or, you know, what does it look like to volunteer? And I think the biggest question that people should ask themselves is, you know, where do they want to make an impact in the community? Mm-hmm. And if it's animals, it's Midlands Humane Society, you know.
Absolutely.
Mic drop.
Absolutely. You guys are so funny. You crack me up. You need to have your own little talk show.
We've talked about it.
I said a reality TV show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when something else to not just the volunteers, but something else that helps your organization is the gala that's coming up. And that helps to fund some of the other things that when you don't get volunteers. So
yeah.
Let's visit that a little bit. Where are we at with that?
Yeah. So our gala is coming up on May 10th. It's a wonderful event at the Mid-America Center. Right now, we probably have over 400 tickets sold. That's including some of our sponsor tickets as well. But yeah, it's definitely the place to be on May 10th in the evening. So if you want to come support the animals, we would love to see you there. It is a sit-down dinner. We have a silent auction, a live auction. We have animal ambassadors. We have passionate people that want to just have a good time and celebrate the animals in our community. So please come see us. You can look at the tickets. You can get tickets online at our website, www.midlandshumanesociety.org, under the events tab. But we also, you know, I'm just going to mic drop this too. You can volunteer at the gala. Shocker. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out. We go through the website under the volunteer tab and just say you might be interested in helping with the events as well. So that's just another opportunity that we have.
So you have the silent auction that is online. If I remember, you can do that online. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can register to be a bidder and not even come to the event, even though we want you there.
Right.
Please come visit. But we definitely, that information will be coming out. We usually have the silent auction start the week of the event, usually on the Monday before. We haven't quite had that date completely confirmed yet. But yeah, so it will, you can apply to be a bidder, and then you can look at all the online silent auction items and you can bid on them from your comfort of your couch.
And if you follow us on Facebook, all of the instructions on how to do so and when the silent auction will go live will be posted on our Facebook page.
Okay. Well, the reason I was encouraging people to look at that is to try to get them there, because I know there are golden ticket opportunities, right? Explain that, because if they see something on there, they may want to get a golden ticket, because if I understand correctly, then you get to pick from the silent auction.
From the live auction.
The live auction.
Even bigger money options. So the silent auction is awesome, but the live auctions are usually the ones that are a little bit more expensive, or trips or experiences that are, you can bid on at the event.
Okay.
But the golden ticket is an option. You can purchase one for $50. We sell 150 tickets at the event.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the lucky winner that Mariah, I think Mariah is drawing this year. We haven't argued over that yet. if she draws the lucky number for the golden ticket, you can pick from one of the live auction items that we have available for that night. Last year's was an Orlando trip worth probably what do you think?
$8,000, I think.
So, wow. Yeah, the lucky winner got an $8,000 trip for a $50 ticket.
So I have it figured out. So you go to the gala and then you can bid on the silent auction items while you're sitting there with your golden ticket waiting for the drawing.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Perfect.
And
have dinner and pet dogs. Yes. Yes.
And enjoy the whole evening.
Yeah. So it's a really fun event.
Well, I can't wait for the gala. It's going to be a lot of fun. So just to recap then, it is Volunteer Appreciation Week.
Yes. We, again, just from Nikki and I both, we really just want to take the time to thank the volunteers who donate their time, talent, and voice, and especially their heart to the causes they care about. And a special shout out and thank you to the volunteers at Midlands Humane Society.
Absolutely. We can't thank you enough, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you so much for listening and taking a pause for Paws, brought to you by Baumgars. Join us here at Bluffs Country every Friday, where you can catch a new pet at 8:20.